Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Synchronicity is an acausal connecting principle that links the inner world of the psyche with the outer world of physical events. Carl Jung. Synchronicity was a term coined by Carl Jung between 1928 and 1930 to describe those meaningful coincidences that seem to occur precisely when we need them. These aren't random events, but rather moments when the inner world, our thoughts, emotions and unconscious processes, and the outer world, the events, people and circumstances, come together in a way that feels meaningful. Jung's idea was that these events, though not caused by any clear, direct connection, hold a special significance for the individual who experiences them. Have you ever been thinking about someone you haven't spoken to in a while, and right at that moment your phone rings with a message from them? Or have you ever been contemplating a big decision in your life and had a random, unrelated conversation or event that seems to give you exactly the answer you were looking for? Well, these kinds of occurrences are what Jung referred to as synchronicities. In simple terms, synchronicity happens when events in your external world somehow match your inner world. Jung described it in this way: the simultaneous occurrence of a psychic state with one or more external events which appear as meaningful parallels. This idea points to a mysterious connection between the mind and the world. The coincidence itself may seem random, but for the individual experiencing it, it often feels like the universe is offering guidance, showing them that they're in sync with the world around them. Jung believed that meaningful coincidences or synchronicities always happen for a reason and are keys that invite us to understand something deeper about life. These events can help us learn more about ourselves and show us the right way forward. Jung said, "Synchronicity is an ever-present reality for those who have eyes to see." This means that synchronicity is happening all around us, all the time, but we only recognize it if we're open to seeing these magical connections between our inner thoughts and the outside world. Synchronicity, according to Jung, shows that our unconscious mind isn't just inside us, it reaches somehow out into the world, influencing what happens around us. Following this, we can start to notice how everything, even things that seem unrelated, is connected to us. Synchronicity is thus the way the universe communicates with us. It reflects and teaches us something about our unconscious mind and guides us on our journey in life. By understanding this, we can trust these meaningful moments and let them show us new opportunities and paths we hadn't noticed before. Synchronicities are important because they help us to make sense of the world around us. They offer us guidance, especially when we're facing uncertainty or making big decisions. They can reassure us that we're on the right path. Jung believed that synchronicities happen when we need them the most, especially during times of change or personal growth. Wolfgang Pauli, the renowned physicist, was deeply intrigued by the idea of synchronicity, especially in how it might bridge the gap between mind and matter. Pauli's work in quantum mechanics led him to question the nature of reality and the laws that govern it. He was particularly interested in the acausal nature of synchronicity. Unlike traditional cause and effect relationships, synchronicity pointed to the idea that events could occur together without direct causal links, yet still be meaningfully connected. For Pauli, this challenged the reductionist view in physics that everything could be explained by simple cause and effect of classical physics. He was drawn to Jung's idea that the unconscious mind could influence the physical world in ways that traditional science could not explain. The physicist also had a personal interest in symbolism and the archetypes that Jung explored. He was fascinated by how certain symbols appeared repeatedly in his own life and had an emotional resonance, such as the circle, symbolizing wholeness, or the shadow, representing the hidden or repressed aspects of the self. With this in mind, he interpreted these symbols as expressions of unconscious forces.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That tried to manifest in the material world. For him, synchronicity revealed the mystery of how our minds could connect to the universe through symbols, dreams, or coincidental events, such as the recurring mythological motifs, like the serpent, which often represents transformation or renewal, or patterns in nature, such as the tree representing life and growth. Through his collaboration with Jung, Pauli started to see synchronicity as an invitation to rethink how we understand both the mind and the universe. It suggested that beyond what we can measure with instruments, there's a deeper layer of meaning, one that binds everything together in ways we're still learning to comprehend. In this sense, we can see how synchronicities can be reminders that we're connected to something greater than ourselves. When we pay attention to these meaningful coincidences, we start to see synchronicities as guides that show us the way forward, reaffirming that we're on the right path. There are several types of synchronicities, and they can show up in different ways in our lives. The first is synchronicity of warning. Synchronicities of warning appear when we're about to make a big decision or change in our lives. They often feel like alerts, telling us to slow down or reconsider. These types of synchronicities can help us avoid mistakes or dangerous situations. For example, let's say you're planning to go on a trip, but at the last minute something happens, maybe a family emergency or a sudden change in circumstances that causes you to cancel your plans. Later, you find out that if you had gone, you might have been caught in an accident or faced some other kind of danger. This synchronicity acted as a warning, guiding you to stay safe. These warning synchronicities aren't always easy to recognize, but when we do, they help us make better choices. They often come when we're about to step into unknown or risky situations. In those moments, the universe might be showing us the need to pause, think, and reflect before acting. Next is synchronicity of confirmation. Synchronicities of confirmation are signs that we're on the right path. When we experience these kinds of synchronicities, it feels like the universe is telling us, "You're doing well, keep going." In this example, you've made a big decision, like changing jobs or moving to a new city, but you're still unsure. Then, out of nowhere in particular, you meet someone who shares the same experience or offers words of encouragement that confirm your choice. This synchronicity reassures you that you're on the right track. As Jung said, synchronicity is a bridge between the unconscious and the conscious mind. And it's this type of synchronicity that connects our internal thoughts and feelings with the external world, making us feel that we're not alone and that our decisions are aligned with something greater. Third is synchronicity of premonition. Synchronicities of premonition are predictive in nature, in that they help us prepare for things that are about to happen. These synchronicities often show up as dreams, feelings, or repeated symbols that give us a hint about the future. For example, maybe you dream about something significant happening, like the illness of a loved one. Later, that event happens, just as you dreamt. These synchronicities allow us to process emotions before the event actually takes place, giving us a chance to prepare ourselves mentally and emotionally. In these cases, synchronicities offer us a glimpse into the future, helping us face upcoming events with more awareness. They can act as a warning or as a way to help us mentally prepare for what's to come. Jung's fourth synchronicity is synchronicity of opportunity. Synchronicities of opportunity happen when everything aligns perfectly, creating a moment of opportunity. These synchronicities feel like a magical moment when the right person, event, or situation shows up exactly when we need it. In this example, you meet someone by chance who offers you a job opportunity, or you get a message that changes the timing of an event, making it possible for you to attend. This type of synchronicity opens new doors for us, leading us to opportunities that we might not have expected. These synchronicities remind us that life doesn't always follow a logical.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Or linear pattern. Sometimes things just fall into place at the perfect moment, opening up possibilities we didn't even know were there. And when we're open to the flow of things and don't resist them, we might experience such synchronicities of opportunity for ourselves, where the universe directly offers us a solution to our deepest needs. Jung's fifth and final synchronicity is that of manifestation. Synchronicities of manifestation are the moments when our thoughts and desires start to appear in the real world. What we focus on begins to show up around us in surprising ways. It almost feels like the universe is listening to our inner thoughts and making them happen. For an example of this, let's say you've been thinking about a particular object, such as a book you want to read, or a game you want to play. A few days later, you randomly find it on sale in a store or online. This is a synchronicity of manifestation, where the universe reflects your inner world back to you. Jung said, "The psyche is not confined to the body. It extends out into the world and connects to events and objects in surprising ways." These synchronicities show us how our inner desires can create changes in our external reality, directing and mysteriously influencing what's happening around us, and bringing us to the realization of our deepest desires. This happens most of all when our conscious mind or our ego isn't blocking the power of the unconscious, letting in flow and manifesting what it wants in the physical reality. While synchronicities can be incredibly helpful, they're often hidden when the ego is in control. Jung understood the ego as the part of the mind that manages our conscious identity, the self-image that we show to the world. He believed that the ego plays a critical role in how we navigate reality, but it can also block deeper and meaningful experiences like synchronicities. In his work, The Structure and Dynamics of the Psyche, Jung describes the ego as follows. The ego is like the captain of a ship, guiding us through life. But the unconscious is the sea. The ego cannot control or understand the sea, and its efforts to do so often lead to distortion. It's only when we allow the unconscious to guide us instead of resisting it with the ego that we can experience true wholeness and meaning, including the meaningful coincidences that show us the deeper connections in life. Also, Jung believed that the ego, with its rational mind, often tries to dismiss meaningful coincidences as mere chance. The ego finds comfort in certainty and order and will often reject the mysterious or unknown. Yet, as Jung underlines, it's in embracing the unknown, in surrendering to the deeper forces within the psyche, that one can experience the richness of life synchronicities and the hidden order that connects us all. In fact, synchronicities often challenge the ego because they're irrational, unpredictable, and sometimes defy logical explanations. The ego that prefers the rational and the known tends to dismiss anything that doesn't fit into its worldview. This resistance to the unknown is what prevents many of us from noticing or understanding the synchronicities in our lives. Therefore, to experience synchronicity, we need to learn how to quiet the ego. We need to be open to the unknown, trusting that there's a bigger plan at work, even if we can't always see it. When we let go of our need for control, synchronicities can flow more easily into our lives. One of the best ways to use synchronicities for personal growth is by journaling. Start by writing down any meaningful coincidences, dreams, symbols, or events that feel important. Writing helps you reflect on what's happening in your life and see how your inner world connects with the outer world. Jung said that dreams are like a royal road to the unconscious. This means that our unconscious mind speaks to us through symbols and messages. If we don't pay them enough attention, we might miss these important signs, but when we write them down, we can discover deeper.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Meanings that go beyond what we see every day. Another important tool is symbolism. In fact, according to Jung, the unconscious, as we can see in dreams, speaks through images and symbols. Just as a dream is a message, so are the symbols in our life, said Jung. While symbols can appear in dreams, they can also appear in our waking life, in art, and even in random events around us. They're a manifestation of the unconscious and speak a language that transcends words. So interpreting them, we open the doors to deeper self-knowledge and personal transformation. According to Jung, we meet many symbols in our daily lives. The trick is to recognize them and see how they speak to us, trying to give us guidance or show us a deeper truth. So when we write about them, when we reflect, we open ourselves to these messages. For example, let's say you're uncertain about your career. During the day, you can't seem to find any clear answers, but at night, you dream about a wolf guiding you up a mountain. If you don't write this dream down, you might just dismiss it as a random image. But if you keep a journal of your dreams and experiences and look for interpretations, you might see that the wolf represents guidance or a new challenge in your life. The wolf shows you the way to face your fears and grow in your career. So, when you reflect on your dreams and the symbols in your life, you're doing much more than just recording imaginary events. You're actively participating in a dialogue with your unconscious mind. Through this journaling process, you create a space where meaningful coincidences, like synchronicities, can be noticed, understood, and applied to your life. Dreams and symbols become a tool for personal development. Jung emphasized the importance of interpreting dreams and symbols because they offer direct insights into what's happening in our unconscious mind. Keeping a journal is a way to begin this process of understanding, allowing you to track your inner patterns and notice any recurring symbols or themes that might arise. Over time, this practice will help you become more attuned to the synchronicities and meaningful events in your life. By looking at your dreams and symbols from the perspective that they carry meaning, even if it's unclear at first, you open the door to deeper self-awareness and begin the process of integrating the unconscious into your waking life. This process helps you align more with your true self, which is essential for personal growth. Discernment is very important when you work with synchronicity. Not every coincidence is a sign or a message. Some things do just happen by chance. And it's important to pay attention and discern or decide which synchronicities are truly meaningful and which ones are just random. For example, if you keep seeing the same number over and over again, like 11, it might be a meaningful sign. But if you just see it once in passing and again later that day, it's probably just coincidence. The key is to pay attention to how the synchronicity makes you feel. Does it give you a sense of guidance or direction? Or does it feel like it's just a random event? Considering this, you can use your imagination to focus on what you want to manifest in your life, visualizing it clearly and allowing these synchronicities to guide you towards making it a reality. Jung once said that imagination is more important than knowledge. This means that visualizing what you want in your life can actually help bring it into existence. For example, imagine you want to get a new job. Instead of just hoping for it, start visualizing the job you want. Picture yourself in that role, feeling happy and confident. Imagine the type of work you'd be doing and the people you'd be working with. Eat that image in your mind. When you focus on this vision and you integrate it into your unconscious without resistance, the universe will start to bring you opportunities that match what you want. When you use imagination and stay open to the signs around you, synchronicities will start to show up in your life. You might meet someone who can help you with your job search, or you might hear about a job opening at just the right moment. The point is that the more you use your imagination and stay open, the more synchronicities will guide you to what you desire.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.